The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's
Friday. Are you dancing? Are you dancing in the car? I know you are. Come on. Dance with me, baby. Disco. I was so against disco. And then when I was doing radio out of college back in 19, when I graduated, like in the 70s somewhere. And then all of a sudden, man, I said disco. And I had to put on disco music. And it was, but I tell you, sometimes you listen and you want to dance a little bit. I understand it. You know, yeah, I got to tell you something, too. And good morning. And there's a lot to get into this morning, and we'll talk about it. And we have a lot to go about Iran and everything, and a good morning. But it's Friday. And it's January 10th already on this January 10th, 2020, believe it or not. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe and Frank and Alan. Debbie, you know, Frankie, I went and I ordered everything online. And I did very good by the grace of God this Christmas. I was so proud of myself. I got everything. But a lot of things were made in China. Everything is made in China. I mean, everything. Right. And to the point where now I bought, by the way, I bought shoes. Now, first, let me do this so I don't sound racist. So Yao Ming, it meant the famous Chinese basketball player. How tall was that guy, Yao Ming? He was like 10 feet tall or something.
7'5", I think, or something like that.
Yeah, he was over 7 feet. Right, so I don't mean to say, but every time I get something from China, it comes back two sizes too small. And I don't know what it is. Shoes. I mean, I'm a size 12 shoe, and then you know what?
7'6", Yao Ming was.
Wow. Well, so great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because there's big Chinese people, but for some reason, it's like
Well, tall.
Tall.
I think you meant fat.
Tall. No.
Tongue.
So why is it that it comes back? And then I got a jacket. I got it on Amazon, which I probably shouldn't have done, Frank, because, you know, I know you like to stay local. I do as well. But I go on Amazon. I needed a hood. I'd like a dress coat jacket with a hood on it because it gets cold. I'd like a hood. You can't get a dress coat. I go, the thing is like, and I got a large. I'm a large. It was like so small because everything is made in China. And I'm telling you. That's why. So then I got I got this great, like this thing you hang on. It's got like, if you see it, it's like a beautiful, it looks like a piece of cloth with lights in it. And it has the lights with your name on it. And I got it for Olivia and I got it for Allie. I got lights. So you light. Now I'm saying, and you know what? It's not working. There's nothing works. So my point is, I love when the president says manufacture, even if it's like a marginal something like the tchotchke stuff that I buy, not to mention the clothes. Manufacture, bring it all back to America, Mr. President. Don't listen to them, man. He's got Nike coming back to Arizona. He's got Apple in Texas. We are on the stuff. I'm so tired of ordering stuff and it just not working, including toilet seats. Yes, and I know it's too early in the morning to talk about it, but that was made in China as well. What am I going to tell you? Make it in America, Mr. President. Right on. We got your back on that one, sir. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe. So, you know, we have a beautiful a couple on the phone that I want to go to that was on the Perillo tour with us, and they called in to check in. Noreen, do I have you on the air, my dear? Hi,
hello,
Noreen.
Joe.
Paul, how are you, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. Thanks for giving us a call. We're really happy to talk.
Are you kidding me? Did we have a great time? Do we have a great time over in Italy? How great was that, huh?
It was amazing, amazing, amazing. You really made us feel like we were traveling. I mean, the whole group was just wonderful to travel with.
It was so much. Go ahead, Paul.
I'm sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I don't know how I'm going to talk last birthday with you singing happy birthday to him. Next year, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take singing lessons.
Did you get the picture, by the way? Did you get the picture? We were in Venice, correct, Paul?
We're in Florence.
Florence. That's of course I knew that. And we were in Florence. And did you get the pictures though? You guys got the video, right? I think Debbie took the video.
We have the video of you singing, and it was just great. Everybody was fine, and Marco.
It's just like
family at the family dining room table.
We were, and it was the restaurant. And after we left that restaurant, it was a great restaurant. We were in Florence, and we're all together. And it went, and that's the time where I missed the bus. You guys got the bus, and I missed the bus. And then my guy Paolo pulled the bus over in Florence. Man, he found me somehow on the streets, which it was just so much fun. It was like, I mean, just Noreen and Paul. They went with us on the Italy trip, checking in, and we appreciate you guys doing. And listen, if you go to Lorenzo's too, we're asking everybody to send pictures. Maybe to send pictures to Matt Sambolin here at the station, because when I play Lorenzo's on March 27th, yeah, we want to show some of the pictures, and because we're going to have a kind of a reunion, an Italy reunion kind of a show at Lorenzo's on Staten Island, guys.
Oh, great. I would love that.
Can we go?
Yeah, you should. Yes. Yeah, you sure can. I mean, I'll check out, I think, but it's March 27th. Everybody's going. Joanne's going. I think Guy and Bernadette are going. You know, it's wild that we all became like these different. This is the family. I talk to you listening now, and Noreen and Paul from the Italy trip. But we became family on this. It's amazing we did. But you were so wonderful. You were so beautiful. We appreciate you guys calling in, and we love you. And you're part of this family, and the fact that you listen to the show and you stay with us, we love you for that. Noreen and Paul, and God bless. And you know what? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys. Great to have you with us on the program.
Happy New Year. We'll get you some pictures.
Yeah. Send some pictures, please, to the station, to Frankie or to Matt. That would be great. Noreen and Paul, thank you. God bless you guys.
All right. Listen, Joe, I would tell any listeners that you, the whole Perillo tour, you're taking care of from the airport until you're whole trip, it was just amazing. I felt places we went, the hotels we stayed that were amazing. It was just amazing.
Noreen, thank you so much. You're so kind. Thanks. Appreciate it. You know, it's so funny when we, and thank you guys, Noreen and Paul right there. And, it was, her birthday in Florence. And then we said, who's got the, and Debbie Duhaime is the best, man. She had that camera locked and loaded. I could see her. She did all over my left shoulder. I sang happy birthday. This is the way it was in Italy. And in Florence, and they said, Joe, it's somebody's birthday. I said, we got to sing happy birthday. So they bought the cake out, this great restaurant. Debbie, man, she got the shot, you know, and we had such a great time. But that was the time when I left. It was so funny. I left. I'm leaving. And Paolo's there. And we brought the bus up close for folks to get right on the bus. You're not supposed to do that because it's very restricted in Florence because it's a historic city. They don't want buses just going all around. Then Debbie and I got sidetracked with Steve, my LAPD buddy, with Michelle, his sister. We got sidetracked by the Polizia Italia, and it was the police, the Italian police. And Steve goes over, LAPD flashes. I told you that. He flashes his badge, LAPD, and the Italian cops go, hey, hey, and they take pictures. We take pictures. Meantime, I missed the bus. I got lost. I didn't know. And Paolo, this is how great the tour was. Paolo brings the bus in where he wasn't supposed to pick me up. He found me wandering around aimlessly in the streets of Florence. There's a Joe. He stopped the bus. He got out. Joe! Joe! He's yelling back and forth. It is so much fun. So thanks to Noreen and Paul and to everybody who went on the trip. We love you. That, you know, we made lifelong friends. And you know what? If you want to go on the next trip, 800-431-1515. Thank you, Frank. Gave me the number. 800-431-1515 or PerilloTours.com. We just had the best time. And Steve Perillo is meticulous at putting this all together.
But if people are thinking of going, they really should book today because there's only 6 days left in order to get a ticket for this Perillo tour. And
I know, Frank. And everybody's been saying, how many people have said to us, gee, I wanted to go, I didn't go, now is the chance to go. Because between, you know, we're sold out, but we're adding on some extra, you know, we're adding on some late minute extra folks to go with us because it's just selling out so quick. And God, you know, God bless you. You're coming on. Let's go to Italy. Let's do it. You're absolutely right. In fact, you were with Marco. You were with Marco.
Yes, we were on the Superior bus.
He was great. He was great.
Everybody,
I just love every time we would go Marco, and everybody would go Polo, and so Marco. But it was, you didn't see me get picked up. I was talking to Frankie Volpe with Debbie, and they were staying locally there, and our hotel was down the road a little bit. And for Paolo to muscle that bus into the whole area of Florence was great. Hey, 8:15 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. So, news-wise, you know, I have to tell you, when I get up in the morning, or it's the night before, and then I see news starting to break, and then it's not great news. Do I want to come on the radio and talk about it? You have to talk about it. You know, and then we had the president took out Soleimani this week. And then Iran's going to fire some rockets. And now there's a plane crash, you know. But all I know is I appreciate your mindset that we support this country and that this was a monumental week for us in the sense that we took a terror nation like Iran and this president put them back on their heels, man. Took the guy out that was responsible for so many terror acts, for so many catastrophically wounded soldiers, men and women, catastrophically wounded like you and I couldn't even understand or comprehend. And we took this guy out. Boom. Now everybody's saying there's going to be war. There's going to be war. And to this point, you know, you never notice these socialists, they don't get off of that mantra. Oh, there's got to be war. No war with Iran. There is no war. The president got no war with Iran. We got it. Got it. Done. And they fired these missiles arbitrarily, you know, toward the Americans in the Iraqi base there. However, they didn't shut down their airport. Now, why didn't they shut down their airport? Now we lost a plane. Now we lost 176 people, Canadians and people from all around the world on this Ukrainian airline that just went down. And they think it was, all evidence proves that it was two missiles that went up from a Russian-made, one of those mobile missile launchers, for lack of a better description. And the missiles exploded outside the plane, took this plane down. Just inexcusable and so unfortunate. But it happens. But I don't know why they just didn't close down the airport. So now the NSTB the NTSB is over there. And I think Boeing's able to go over there. But meantime, what does Iran do? They plow the whole area, the crash site. They plow it. So you can't find it. What does that mean? I have no idea. Also, the other stories of the day, the president in Ohio yesterday just ripping it up. He had a very, very, again, tens of thousands show up to cheer on the president. That was in Ohio. And this whole Epstein thing, this Jeffrey Epstein thing, is so weird. I mean, you, as soon as he was dead in jail, we always said he got whacked. That's it. Now, security video from Jeffrey Epstein's first jail suicide attempt is lost for good. You can't tell me something's going on here. I mean, they think we're like dumb. But what's scary is it just happens and it goes away. A federal prosecutor wrote that in a letter sent to a judge today. That was yesterday. That the security video was a mistake in preserving the video and the backup system failed. Are you buying any of this?
Mention which federal prosecutor that was, Joe. That was not just any federal prosecutor that wrote that letter.
Wait, who was that? What federal prosecutor
that was? Maureen Comey, the daughter of James Comey.
Oh, man, Frank, well done. Oh gosh. I may do a family thing, but I don't like when people attack family, but very, very interesting in that regard.
No, we're not attacking the family. We're attacking them for losing the video of a pretty important event of a pretty important guy.
How did that happen?
If we're not going to keep track of the video, and then if you read the letter that Maureen Comey and the other prosecutor wrote in their filing, it is the most incomprehensive letter that you can imagine. So basically, first they said that they lost the video. Then they said, oh, no, it was archived. Then they said, oh, no, it actually wasn't archived. We did lose it. The video that we saw, this is from the initial suicide attempt back in July.
Yeah.
It was of another cell. It wasn't Comey's cell. Now, again, Joe, this is the most watched prisoner in the world,
yep.
One of the most powerful governments in the world, in one of the most watched cities in the world, in terms of one of the most important federal jails in the world, so or at least in the country. How can they not keep track of what video is outside Comey's cell, especially when there's a suicide attempt? This, yeah. The more you hear about this case, the more fishy it looks.
But, Frank, walk me through this, and then we got a break. I know, and Jeffrey Lyons is going to lighten it up a little bit with the films of the weekend. But how who does what, and how does it get in there? It's like Ray Donovan showed up. You know, it's like, the fictitious character on Showtime that is like a quote-unquote fixer. I mean, are there real fixers in the world that went in and took care of this, got rid of this video that got this guy hit?
Whenever you're talking about the Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Justice, you really never know whether it's deliberate malfeasance or incompetence, because there's so much of both. There's so much corruption, and there's so many people with their own agenda, and there's just so much pandemic incompetence. It's so tough to know.
It really is. And then we're going to talk about Arthur Idala with the Weinstein case. That was so interesting in the courtroom yesterday. Arthur, kind enough to call in yesterday. And I see your phone calls at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. If you could hold, we want to clear the airwaves for Jeffrey Lyons coming up, Mike Gallagher this hour as well, Congressman Lee Zeldin next hour, and Curtis Ellis. Right now, Debbie Duhame. Debbie, 821, thanks for always being on. You were the best ambassador when we were in Italy. You had that. Remember, you took the video.
Yeah, I did with Maureen. You were the best.
I looked. I just saw this beautiful presence over my left shoulder, and it was Debbie Duhame with a camera, with your phone camera. It was great, right on the job.
Oh yeah,
well done. Well done.
Oh, that was great. What a fun night that was. It was great. The whole trip was amazing.
Debbie's looking out for your trips now on the roads of New York. 821 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Joe, we're going to take a ride, see what's happening here as you head to the eastbound BQE. Still a tough ride up by the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's an overturned tractor trailer with all lanes subject to closure. Expect delays on the Belt westbound getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. It's still kind of busy for you as you head to the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're waiting 15 in. Outbound Lincoln accident cleared on 495. Holland about 10 minutes getting into town. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to Tunnelly Ave. That's Broad Avenue getting up toward Patterson Plank Road into North Bergen. A disabled vehicle over there. 22 eastbound in Union. It's an accident as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic. And on the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley, it's an 8-car pileup. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher isn't sure which side the Democrats are on.
The Democrats are virtually on the side of Iran. As the daughter of Soleimani has vowed that there is going to be a dark event happening against the United States, as they are promising to literally attack the White House, the Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're like most people, then saving money in 2020 is on your New Year's resolution list. At Cash Call Mortgage, that's one resolution we can help you achieve. Right now, we're offering an incredibly low 2.875%. 3.076% APR 15-year fixed loan. So if you have a mortgage interest rate of 2.99% or greater, call us and see how much you can save on your current mortgage payment. We can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. At Cash Call Mortgage, our New Year's resolution is to help folks save money and have a happier financial new year.
For a free quote to see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com. Or call us at 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes. You got to late 30 if you call 855-621-9949. Come on, this is it, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change and filter at Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes from Route 22 Toyota. I'm asking you a question. I'm telling you, I sound like Jackie Mason doing the commercial over here. But I tell you, if you go to Route 22 Toyota, you will not have to deal with dummies. And you'll see the largest indoor automobile showroom, brand spanking new, with that beautiful new customer lounge right there at Route 22 Toyota. And Iggy is there, and Carmelo, and Chris, and Johnny. This is a great, great team. It's a family over at Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella, we invite you to call 855-621-9949, right? And if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get this free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle, free oil change, and a free filter, all from the family at Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic. Jeffrey, happy Friday. Welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Thanks. I hope you're well. You know, if Ricky Gervais doesn't want to host the Golden Globes, why don't you put in for it? You'd be great.
I would be too nice, man. It would be so boring. You know what? Oh, now they... The Academy Awards on February 10th, they have no host. They chose, they're choosing no host again.
They couldn't get you. You were busy.
I was busy. Kid. Sorry. I'm on the radio. Hey, Jeffrey, so did you like Gervais and the way he took on
No. He had one or two funny lines, but first of all, wear a darn tie, will you please?
Thank you. I thought this.
I'm just getting used to foreign hand ties, as they used to call them, you know, rather than the annoying bow tie. But don't get out there and insult the people. I mean, yeah, they're a bunch of hacks. A lot of the Hollywood foreign press. How they can tell one American comedy is TV comedy is funnier than another one? I couldn't do that with Italian comedy. I couldn't do that with French comedy.
Don't insult
the people who are paying your check. It's not funny.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Your point is well taken. And it's not my style. But
and if you're Patricia Arquette, and you're making a poignant political statement, don't use Janet Jackson's dress designer at your age anyway. I mean, for goodness sake, did you see, you know what I'm talking about?
God, man, I was on TV the other day and I was talking about that, and I called I was with Sandra Smith on Fox, they showed the picture of I said Rosanna, and Sandra Smith was great. She was very eloquent. She said, you mean Patricia, what's her name, Patricia Arquette is the one, right? And
sisters. Yeah, the other was one of those Harvey Weinstein.
And I used the word plastic surgery. I didn't want to say it. You said it so much better. I should have used the Janet Jackson reference.
Well,
the dress with the thing and the bing and the thing, it was too much already, huh?
I mean, what's the point of that? You're trying to get roles? What's the point of that?
Jeffrey and I are talking about this gal, Patricia Arquette. She showed up and she had...
Fine actress, but don't dress like that.
She was kind of hanging out of her dress,
I'm not a couturier by any means, but I never saw such a collection of ugly gowns. one after the other. Gwyneth Paltrow, get a jeez. You know?
This is good, Jeffrey.
Ellen DeGeneres was the best dress.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Jeffrey, going to the films, I happened to see 1917. Mike, I have to ask you a question. Before Jeffrey's going to tell you about it, we're not going to give too much away. I love this film, Jeffrey. I love 1917. Yeah. When they did, and I don't want to give too much away here, and I guess it was Sam Mendes was the director. Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that, so did he track those the trench warfare, the tracking shots in the beginning of the film? Was that graphically done with computers, or were they actually?
I don't know. I don't want to know that stuff because I don't want to know how they made Jaws. It destroys the image, if you know what I mean. Destroys the mystery.
Yeah, I understand.
I will
sure.
tell you that Paths of Glory with Kirk Douglas is the other great World War I movie, and they do the same thing through the trenches like that. And it was inspired by his grandfather's stories of World War One.
Mendez's,
not a British Tommy, as they were called. I don't think so. But he told them other stories, and that inspired him to make this movie. Because I'm a big World War II buff.
Yep.
And I study as much as I can about that
me
war,
too.
And
me
I've
too,
seen
yes.
all the movies. Yeah,
yep.
but
yep.
not many movies are made anymore about World War One. It was almost as horrible.
Yeah, I mean, in that trench warfare, because they used chemical weapons back then. And then if you get a chance to see this film, 1917, and the tracking shots they took, and not to give anything away, they took these two young actors who were great, and they followed them through and it seemed like that it was really literally a mile. And one of the great shots of all time I've ever seen.
You mentioned chemical warfare. Christy Mathewson, one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history, was wounded by mustard gas, and after the war, a few years later, it killed him.
Wow,
that's how
it
he
did.
Died because of that. Yeah.
Yeah, 1917. And what else we got this weekend, Jeff?
There's a wonderful movie called Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan. It's a true story of an African-American Harvard Law School graduate who, instead of going to Wall Street, went down to Alabama, where a lot of African-American men are and were on death row. Many of them innocent, many of them convicted with sketchy evidence. Wow. And Jamie Foxx plays the primary defendant, who I won't give this one away either. But it's one of those movies where at the end of the movie you see the real people, pictures of the real people.
Cool,
it's
cool.
really, really wonderful. Then there's a movie called Like a Boss. It's January. It's released now, for goodness sake. It's with Rose Byrne, who I like, Tiffany Haddish, who eats the scenery, and Selma Hayek and Billy Porter and Jennifer Coolidge, who I always like, but it's about two women who own a makeup store in some unnamed city, and Selma Hayek is the tycoon who tries to take over. And it's just one of those movies where every frame gets more vulgar and more annoying and more depressing to see some good actors taking the money and running. And then there's Underwater.
Yeah.
With Kristen Stewart taking the money and running, a January release that's been around for a while. And I say, stay dry. But I want to salute Buck Henry.
Yeah, Buck man, Henry. How about that?
Did you ever work with him when he did Saturday Night Live?
You know, met him once in complete awe of him. Not only from Saturday Night Live, the fact that he wrote The Graduate and that he was
co-wrote
one of the great film scenes with he and Dustin Hoffman.
I know what you're going to say. Are you here for an affair, sir?
Yeah. Then he had that belt, and then he
Mr.
put his hand.
Gladstone?
Up.
Yes. Yeah. That The Graduate's my favorite film of all time.
Yeah. Wow.
And, yeah, Dustin Hoffman knows that actually, Buck Henry was a multi-talented actor, director, screenwriter. There aren't many people who can do all those with his ability and his skill. He was 89. He lived a full life, but still, we are the poorer for his departure.
Yeah. Did you know him? Did you work with him?
Slight, ever so slight. I never worked with him. I'm not done my job.
But
met him a couple of times, and he knew from my mouth that his movie is my favorite. And which reminds me, one of my anniversaries in the morning, I ran into Paul Simon, who I introduced myself to and seemed to know me. In the afternoon, the other side of town, I ran into Art Garfunkel, speaking of The Graduate, who was my brother's roommate in college. And then that evening, my wife and I were going out for an anniversary dinner, and who's there on the corner with his then-wife, Dustin Hoffman. And I know him slightly, but I know him. I've interviewed him, and I said, you know, The Graduate, he interrupted me. He says, I know it's your favorite film, but you haven't been kind to me since.
Oh!
I said, of Of course not. He was kidding.
Yeah. That's great.
We spoke for about 20 minutes. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but guys don't like to stand talking for 20 minutes. He saw me doing a George W. Bush, sneaking a look at my watch.
And he
said, where are you going? I said, I mentioned a little restaurant, and when we got there, there was a bottle of champagne.
Oh, my goodness.
So I wrote him a note saying, I don't care if you make Ishtar 2, I'll give you a good review. Ishtar is one of the worst films ever made.
Yeah, it's so true. Jeffrey, thanks. Hey, Jeffrey, before we let you go, man, why do they put the categories? Frankie and I were talking about the categories at the Golden Globes.
Too many categories, too many nominations.
I thought they put Brad Pitt and Eddie in Dolomite Is My Name, and then Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Was that a comedy? Was Tarantino's film a comedy that it would
of
be
course
with?
Not. They do that to just to attract the stars, to have them come, and then the studio provides the stars.
Man,
it's very different than the Oscars. It's okay to see some clips in the movies, and I like the fact that they don't have and now the fourth nominated song, so they go and give the awards.
It's
a bunch of hacks, and they're fine. People like to watch it. They're not hurting anybody, but I don't think it really correlates very, very closely to the Oscars, which is the real box office achievement awards. You know, I think Jim Carrey is the king of the Golden Globes, but he's yet to win an Oscar. So anyway.
Wow. Hey, Jeffrey, thank you. Have a great, great weekend, my friend. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for the great chat, as always.
Right.
There's Jeffrey Lyons, world's greatest film critic. Mike Gallagher is going to join us this hour. Congressman Lee Zeldin is on. Curtis Ellis is on. Look at the phone calls, 877-970-2999. Let me break with Al, and I'll try to grab a couple calls, okay? Always appreciate you checking in on the Balance of Nature phone line on this Friday. Look at this, 836, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
38 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit is going to have to get on its gardening game as the governor has signed a law insisting the rail company removes obstructive vegetation near railroad crossings. The law signed yesterday requires railroad operators to do so with the goal of increasing safety for not only trains, but for drivers and pedestrians as well. Any obstructive vegetation, either in an intersection with a public road or highway or within 300 feet of its right-of-way at each such crossing, must be removed. An NJ Transit spokesperson said yesterday that customer safety is its top priority and supports the law. Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano is dismissing a New York City's plan to send homeless people to his city through a relocation program. According to the Journal News, Spano rejected the program because it doesn't offer the same conditions as a similar plan with Newark, New Jersey, which includes joint inspections of building and housing conditions. The plan with Yonkers also has more restrictions, like failing to identify the exact locations of where homeless people are being moved to. Spano has said he wants to make sure New York is not adding to the problem by putting people in substandard housing. In sports, Joe Judge was officially introduced as the new head coach of the New York Giants. The 38-year-old former New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach spoke yesterday about what a tremendous opportunity he now has and how much he's looking forward to building a winning culture. The Rangers doubled up the Devils by the final of 6-3. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go right to the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley. It looks like an 8-car accident still being worked on. The left lane remains blocked over there. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head over to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Still waiting about 15 in Holland 15. GWB is moving okay. 208 southbound slowing down through Hawthorne. Watch for delays. 80 east getting out toward Netcong. Garden State Parkway south at 130. An accident there. 78 west exit 48. Accident in Springfield. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, but that overturned tractor trailer was just cleared out of the way. Let's go over to the northbound side of the Van Wyck. Your building getting up toward the Whitestone Expressway. Whitestone Expressway getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. Getting reports of an accident over there as well, so prepare for some delays. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hello, Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. So proud to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn because it's right there in Brooklyn, New York. Avenue R. Nostrand. It's been there since 1964. And when you go in, you will see Johnny there. You will see Fred, the brothers that they are. You will see Michael, the grandson of the gentleman who started Michaels of Brooklyn. Michael himself right there. And Marianne and Enzo. And then it's the authenticity of the Italian-American heritage is right there in Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand. You will love it. And then the food. Then the cuisine. The calamari. Forget about it. The homemade gnocchi. My favorite over there is always the homemade gnocchi with the arrabbiata Michaels of Brooklyn sauce, right? Now, if you're listening around the country, and we see by the numbers not that management really notices, but I'm telling you, we see the numbers all around the country. Everybody listening to Joe and Frank and Alan Debbie every morning on AM 970, The Answer, and around the country, I will get correspondents saying they go to the supermarket. What sauce did they buy? Michael's of Brooklyn. It's all around the country, and they make it right there at Avenue R. The puttanesca, marinara, arrabbiata, fresh tomato and basil. Forget about it. The best sauce around. But you have a chance if you're in Connecticut, if you're in New Jersey, you're in New York, you got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is better than I expected. You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. Yeah, you're the best company out there. And the commercials, you know, they talk about it, but a lot of times it's like, I don't know if it really gives it true justice of what this really is. People need to know, this is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. You can just feel the energy. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it. It's amazing.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I have the best hotel you can go to in New York. It's called the AC Hotel New York Downtown. So hip, so cool, so great. It's got everything you'd want when spending the day or a few nights at the Big Apple. It's right there, 151 Maiden Lane, right? So it's right in the center of the bustling downtown Manhattan, right where you want to be. Just a stone's throw away from the Freedom Tower, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, the Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange. Pier 17 is right there, the South Street Seaport. AC Hotel, New York Downtown. Perfect for folks like you and me. Out of town, you want to go, the native New Yorker, you want to go downtown? You don't want to go back midtown and fight the traffic? You want to stay at the AC Hotel, New York Downtown. I'll tell you, we want to give special thanks to our friend, Director of Sales and Marketing, Robert Klein. He is the name just like the comedian Robert Klein. He's a funny guy, like Frankie says, but great guy. So hospitable. I stay at the AC Hotel. I go down there, right? AC Hotel, New York Downtown. And they got a great gym. I love the gym. Everything you need is in that little gym. They have a business center, breakfast. I went there the other day. I asked for something for dinner. Could you make something special? Because me, could you not put the bacon on it? Yes. And they made it special for me, and it was perfect. Wireless internet access, valet parking, buffet breakfast. AC Hotel, New York, downtown. 212-742-1900. 212-742-1900. Most of the make your time that you spend in New York, you know, make it valuable. And go, when you go to the greatest city in the world, if you're outside the city and you're listening to me, you want to check out, please, AC Hotel, New York, downtown.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom.
You did this for The Graduate, Albert, is that right?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good, very good. Simon and Garfunkel all throughout The Graduate. You guys are young. I remember that. Jeffrey Lyons, that's Jeffrey Lyons' favorite film. What a brilliant, brilliant film written by and directed by Mike Nichols and Dustin Hoffman. Just absolutely spectacular. I got to go to Mel in Brooklyn. Mel, thanks for always listening. Thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Back in 1988, during the Iran-Iraq War, and the Iranians and the Iraqis were shooting at each other's tankers. The Iranians sent one of their airlines across the combat zone, and it was accidentally shot down by the USS Vincennes. Then the Iranian Navy was seen throwing cadavers from a morgue into the water so that they could be photographed. And this is what happened the other day, that they knew that they were launching an attack against Iraq and U.S. airfields, and they were hoping to send this plane into the combat zone so the Americans would accidentally shoot it down, and it turned out that their own SAM site shot it down. And this was a Ukrainian jet. The people that were on the jet were Canadians, but Canadians aren't going to Iran. These are dissidents. These are our relatives, families of the dissidents that had left Iran. They came back to visit their families, and this was an opportunity for the Iranians to use that plane for propaganda purposes and to get rid of the people that did not want to stay in the regime because it's a totalitarian regime.
Wow, it was a concerted effort, you're saying, Mel. Wow. You know what? This is a smart guy, Mel is, from Brooklyn, with that Brooklyn common sense. Let me go to Sam, my buddy Sam in Manhattan. Sam, always great to hear from you, my friend. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Saint Joey, I you are an absolute saint. Happy 2020, and may 2020 brings you everything you need, wants, and most importantly, desire. Of course, you and Frankie and Al and beautiful Debbie, and of course, this very, very energetic Joe. You know what? Thanks for taking my call. I've been meaning to call you, Joe, but honestly, after everything went down with Iran, knowing what I know, as a human being, as you know, I'm born and raised in the Middle East. I had my formal education there. As an American, I'm born and raised in North Jersey, beautiful Garden State, Hudson County, Bayonne, right? I lived in liberal county. I lived in Maplewood for 4 years, 3 years in Summit. Knowing what I know, do you honestly have any doubt now that socialism in this country and the left are absolutely, positively the enemy of the people, the way they're trying to take down this president? Do you have any doubt, backed up by the media, the corrupt media, do you have any doubt these people are really hate America? Remember when I met you by City Hall with Kaepernick taking down Columbus Statue?
Yeah,
I said to you, Joe, this is not about the police. This is about America as we know it.
Yes,
you really honestly have any doubt at this point that socialism left, which is like a cancer now, it's in everywhere.
I mean,
it's in everywhere.
Yeah.
Government, Mr. Comey is still walking around the streets, Joey, and he's not in jail, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Epstein was one of Donald Trump's enemies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We would not hear the end of it.
Sam, we appreciate you. Know? Listen, thank you for being there. Thanks for being such a great listener. Sam's from Egypt, actually. And, you know, he comes to this America, becomes a great, great American citizen, and we appreciate that, Sam. And you're right on the money. And people don't see it. It's always great to hear people from other countries coming in here, like Sam, learn the language, learn the laws, become very, very patriotic, you know. And then they really clearly see the problems that some folks don't see. Hey, Debbie's out there, the beautiful. As Sam says, Debbie Duhame is out there. 849. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of meeting Sam at one of the breakfasts. Really cool guy. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as you head to Sunrise Highway West at Brookhaven Hospital Road, getting out toward East Patchogue. Watch out for an accident there. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. That overturned tractor trailer was just cleared out of the way. It's kind of busy right now on the Whitestone Expressway, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge, with an accident being cleared. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel, you're waiting 15. Holland, about 15 to 20. 3 West at Route 21 in Clifton. It's an accident over there to deal with. And the Garden State Parkway South at 130. An accident taking a couple of lanes over on the Taconic southbound by Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley. That 8-car pileup was just cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Saturday, the DePaul Blue Demons take on the St. John's Red Storm at Madison Square Garden. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 11:40 a.m., tip-off at noon. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:52. Mike Gallagher is coming up at 10:05.
Oh, good morning. Hey. Happy Friday.
You know, Mike, you the man. You the man. You always check in.
Joe, but I love checking in with you. You get my day up. I get started on the right foot. I listen to you every morning. I walk into the studio. Frankie Five Burrows has a space heater going in here. Peter, this is
freezing.
This is not going to be Peter Fiveland approved. No way. If Peter Fiveland finds out about this space heater.
He's our finance guy.
Oh, And he's the hall monitor. You're a great guy. Love the guy. There'll be a hall monitor pass.
But
on
he's
this.
The guy. Peter's the guy. He's like one of those. When you go to Apple Store and you go to that Genius Bar. Oh, whenever I can't figure out anything at the station, I go to Peter and he figures it out.
The answer for he legitimately knows so much. He's a great guy, but he will not like. He's very concerned about the electrical power in the building. Heaven forbid we blow a fuse.
Heaven forbid we have heat.
Got heat, boy. Hey, Joe. How about Toledo last night?
You little pencil neck.
You know, I decided
Adam Schiff.
Schiff, calling him Shifty Schiff, and then say, "You little pencil neck." Do you remember Classy Freddie Blassie from the World Wrestling Federation?
Yeah.
He used to call everybody "You little pencil neck geek."
Donald Trump is like a wrestling character. He's in the he's the hero of the WWE. I mean, it's the funniest thing.
He's the heel. He's playing the heel.
Yeah, but you love him though.
Yeah, of course.
He's not the bad guy. He's the good guy, but he's playing the heel. And then he went on to say, you know, Adam Schiff, he buys the smallest shirts he can find, and they're still too big. Joe, that's the I mean, can you ever think you'd hear a president
joke
that way? It's hysterical. And it's why, and I'm telling you, it's why he's going to win.
I know.
They love it. They love the fight.
I know, and they keep trying. Have you ever, Mike? You know this business better than anybody, man. And has you ever seen a time where the people have really spoken like this? I've never seen. I said it at the open this morning. I've never seen the patriotism, the love of country, saying we are here, we're going to be heard, and now we have a man to represent us, a person to represent us. I've never seen it like this before, Mike Gallagher.
Joe, contrast that with Pete Buttigieg, who has been surging. He's an impressive young guy. He's smart, he's brainy, and here he is blaming the United States for the downing of the jetliner over Iran. How do you go there, Joe? How do you possibly blame the United States for the actions of a rogue nation like Iran? I mean, this is what these guys do, and it's why he'll win. The jobs report is out. Another 145,000 jobs added in December. Yeah. Historic high stock market. Highest the stock market, Joe, has ever been.
Yeah, and then he takes out this and we'll let you go, Mike. I know Mike's coming up 10:05 on AM 970 The Answer, and we appreciate your time, Mike. But
the president's
going to take out this vicious killer, and now I talked about it yesterday, saying what is he supposed to do? Well, he has seconds to decide whether to take out Soleimani.
Right.
Hey, get Adam Schiff on the phone. Yeah, let me see what I should do.
Let me consult with the folks who want to remove me from office about a military. Action. Oh, yeah, he'll do that. That's a smart move. And the way he did it last time in Toledo was perfect. He's like, get Shifty Shift on the phone. I'm busy. Yeah, but we got seconds, Adam. But I got things to do. And then I meet with him, and he goes to the New York Times and says, now you didn't hear it from me.
That's right.
What a time to be alive. 10:05. Have a great weekend, my friend. You got a gig this weekend?
I don't. Mom at the house. So I'm going to have to go home and clean it up.
Give Mom my love, please.
For sure. Mike, we'll be listening. Love you, Mike. Mike Gallagher, and thank you, sir. Mike Gallagher must listen to radio on AM 970 The Answer at 10:05. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise? It looks pretty good. Starting to warm up today, yes?
Already over the 40-degree mark. The breeze is picking up, and it's going to get into the low 50s today, and we don't stop there. We're going to the mid-60s tomorrow, maybe upper 60s on Sunday. Got to love it this weekend.
You like 40s. Yes, you like 50s. We're going to 60s, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Yes. Joe, this is going to be great, man.
I guarantee you that I will be on the bike on Sunday for sure. I've got an invite to come down to the D.C. area and ride with a group down there, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be nice.
It is, Joe. And listen, just be careful, my friend. God bless you, Joe Lumberg. Unbelievable. He is the marathon man. Thank you, Joe. 8:57 with Joey on the radio. Do I have time for Tony, Al, real quick? Tony, we got a couple seconds. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joe, remember when they were shoving Obamacare down our throats before anyone got a chance to read it?
Yep.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said, we'll just have to pass it if you want to find out what's in it. Nancy, you need to pass the articles of impeachment to the Senate for trial if you want to find out what's in it.
Yeah, you're right. Tony, right on the money, and appreciate that very much. I think, if I may, that there should be lawyers, there should be an all-out assault from Lindsey Graham on the Senate side, and out of the House, the Republicans in the House should say, the impeachment is hereby null and void because you refuse to move on it. What really makes me upset, and I say it objectively, but as an American, the fact that they went in and rushed it, and they wouldn't let, Adam Schiff wouldn't let any witnesses come in on the other side. And really, believe me, I got no skin in the game on the Republicans and the Democrats. I've had it with both of them. But to be fair and objective, Schiff didn't let anybody talk. Now they're accusing the Senate for having this, not, you should have this witness, we need that witness, we're going to hold off on the articles of impeachment. It's inexcusable, and it should be null and void. Null and void. You had your shot, and you know what? Madam Pelosi, you blew it. It's just unnecessary. And again, objectively speaking, it makes me crazy down there. 877-970-2999. If you want to hold, I'll grab the calls. We have Congressman Lee Zeldin coming up on Piscopo in the morning on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Major crimes are down in Nassau County over a 10-year period. Officials say there was a 31% drop in crime between 2009 and 2019, including home and commercial burglaries and homicides. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said the county was the safest for its size in the country, and the only crime statistic that didn't change was grand larceny. Ryder asked drivers to lock their cars and not leave their electric keys inside their vehicles. The online food delivery company Grubhub says it isn't for sale. Grubhub's statement Thursday read in part, there is unequivocally no process in place to sell the company, and there are currently no plans to do so. Earlier Thursday, the Post reported Walmart and at least three other grocery chains have been considering buying Grubhub. In sports, Rangers skate past the Devils 6-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.